Poi possiamo muni. Poi possiamo muni. Abel Seaman Moon, he had been shipwrecked long ago on a desert island with nowhere else to go. With water from the streams, he lived on rice and fruit, with wild pigs and coconuts, some birds he got to shoot. He built a sturdy shelter with a carpet made of vine. It helped him fill his loneliness and passed away the time. Mooney's little island was the nicest in the world. The only thing the sailor craved was the friendship of a girl. Poor able seaman Mooney. After a couple of years, he was really feeling sad. Let's face it, Mooney's really desperate for a shag. Waking from a doze, he saw the twinkling eye and the long, slender legs of an ostrich walking by. He watched the bird a moment and admired her slender neck, the graceful way she stooped and the delicate way she pecked. But when she saw the sailor, neither said a word. But able seaman Mooney thought, what a cracking bird. Poor able seaman Mooney. Mooney took a step and the ostrich ran away, leaving all the bushes and the plants in disarray. He climbed up a tree to look from up above. There didn't seem to be a doubt that Mooney was in love. He dreamt about her legs and her long, slender neck. The years of mental torture make you lose your self-respect. 'Cause first thing in the morning he searched across the land until he saw his lady love with her head beneath the sand. Creeping up discreetly, passion made him blind. Mooney dropped his trousers and took her from behind. But that's when the coin dropped, filled him full of dread. 'Cause this wasn't his lady, but another male instead. Poor able seaman Mooney. So then with a shout and a scream and a thud, Mooney and the ostrich disappeared into the wood. Stuck inside the bird and trying to disconnect, he was trying to keep his dignity but mostly keeping step. Round and round the island his legs were nearly done, but what he didn't know was that a rescue ship had come. God bless the Navy, he come to save his life, and just to complicate it all, they brought along his wife. His lady and the lifeboat were moored up to a pier, just as the ostrich and her husband reappeared. As they bolted past the party, the bird let out a groan, and poor Mrs. Mooney said, he don't do this at home. Poor able seaman Mooney. Poor able seaman Mooney.